Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1444. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Mushadiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Mush and Lurfur Shlemi Yeshai Yaakov Ben Rezel and Lurfur Shlemi Rafal Mush Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lechoil. Okay, so we started going through some questions of Tircha Yisera, a lot of major exertion, minor exertion, and how to work with that. In conjunction with, obviously, the malachas, which is a different story. But these are things we spoke about from Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. I just want to go through some real quick examples. It's important to keep in mind. The Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas goes through major exertion, excessive tircha, but I want to go through the minor tircha, a couple of examples, what he brings down, and like this we'll have a better idea. On page 108 he brings down... So he says a minor tircha to prevent a loss. If somebody has, let's say they have stuff outside, right? And the question is like, it's going to rain or the thing is getting dusty, whatever the case is. Even if it's muksa items. Now you can't move muksa, we have to learn muksa. You can't go moving muksa because it's going to get ruined, right? If something muksa is outside, you can't start moving it even though it's going to rain. That's an important thing we want to keep in mind. But we'll talk about it when we talk about the halachas of muksa. But if somebody, let's say, wants to cover it, somebody wants to just cover it, right? The case in time whereby you're allowed to carry or something along those lines, that would be okay. So he brings down minor tircha to prevent the loss. Minor exertions to prevent monetary losses are permitted, for even non-Shabbos needs, even if the person, I don't need these, let's say, for example, I have wood outside, I have machines outside, and I want to cover it, it's going to start raining, or something like that, and I don't need it for Shabbos. Obviously, this stuff is muksa, you can't move it, you can't do anything. So what do I want to do? I don't want it to get ruined. So minor, but it's going to, listen, I'm exerting some energy over here, you know, I got to start covering stuff or whatever. So minor exertions, he says, to prevent monetary loss, losses are permitted for even non-Shabbos needs, according to most poskim. Okay, so he brings down in our number 430b in the back, from the Gemara Beya. I don't want to get into the whole thing too much right now, but he says if it's a major tircha yisera, then it will be probably a taka problem. As far as even, protecting the items. Again, moving things at a muksa that you can't do. We're talking about just protecting it. That's the question of tircha over here. But he brings down, in kitzas tircha, for a small amount of exertion, he brings down machlaikis, mesin machlaikis in simin shin lamed ches, if zayin pasak, the mutal lachases aperis, they bring down just some examples. Somebody's covering up the peris, the fruits or whatever, the chafetzim, kadesh leis kalkal, mipnei hagshamim, it's going to rain, so they want to cover it up. The ainza elixas tircha, the leich mir b'makam say, there's only a small amount of tircha, small exertion. Okay, then he brings it, he brings it to Machlaikis, Mishabir Lemais is Mekel, he brings Shulchan Archarav, Archashulchan, and so on. So be it as it may, just real quickly to go through a couple of quick examples, how he brings it down. Halacha Lemais, so we have an idea on page 108. Again, there is more to talk about this whole Inyan, but just like I said, as we're on the subject of Tircha a little bit with Achana, so just going through some of these interesting examples. So he says, minor exertion to prevent monetary loss, but losses are permitted for even non-Shabbos needs, according to most poskim. A major amount of exertion, you can't. Okay, so that's like start schlepping furniture and stuff like that you can't do, even for major tircha. Excessive tircha involving non-Shabbos needs is forbidden on Shabbos, even to avoid a loss. So it's like moving heavy items, start schlepping furniture back and forth, stuff like that. Indoors, even to protect it from frost, rain, or whatever the case is running into a problem. A person has to be careful before Shabbos to take care of this. So he just goes on, says some examples as far as minor tircha, minor exertion. One may cover furniture that was left outdoors. For example, he brings down with a tarp or a blanket to protect them from the rain or the elements. Even muksa items may be covered in this manner on Shabbos to protect them from damage. Again, you can't move the muksa, but just to cover them would be fine. So that's how he brings it down. So he brings an example. So he says, for example, one may drape a tarp, a blanket, or whatever the case is, over construction lumber. Again, you can't move the lumber, but to cover it up, that was left outdoors, this lumber, the wood was left outdoors to cover it up because it's going to rain and a person forgot, whatever. Obviously, before Shabbos, you have to take care of all these things, but a person forgot, they didn't have time, whatever. So just to covering it up, it would be considered a minor exertion. Similarly, he says another interesting case, one may cover expensive machinery with a blanket or again, the same type of thing to protect the equipment from collecting dust or other harmful matters. So that's another interesting case, how he brings it down. Okay, then he says, one must remember that bringing the tarp or covering this type of covering, whatever they're bringing to cover these items, can obviously be, it's only allowed, obviously, if there's an Erev. You can't just do it only if there's an Erev. You have to have a proper Erev. In all cases, he does specify, in all cases, however, one must remember that the prohibition of muksa is not waived in these cases, even to prevent monetary loss, right? We have to keep that in mind. If it's to prevent loss, in general, muksa can't be moved. In other words, loss for the item itself. So, I mean, but obviously we'll get to that when, if you want to call it, say in English, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Just giving an example of that, what we just mentioned, one may not bring the lumber, right? I'll pick up the wood and stop bringing it inside. I can't do that. It's muksa. Even a single light beam or piece of wood, you can't bring it in into an awning or overhang to protect it from the rain. I'll start schlepping it. And not the tircha, because now you're moving muksa. Even if he's lacking a proper covering to cover it, you can't stop moving the wood. It's all muksa, right? Similarly, the muksa machinery or equipment may not be brought to a protected area, even if the equipment is very lightweight or whatever the case is, because again, this is all muksa, and muksa, like we said, cannot be moved around for a loss. All right, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening.